Father, we ask, oh God, that you speak to us tonight. We've come in here for a convocation. We've come in here for an encounter. And we've come in here for impartation. And we receive it of you in Jesus' name. Please, you may be seated as you shake hands with your neighbors on the left and on the right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Very quickly, I'll be reading 4 passages of scripture and trust God to be able to wrap that up as quickly as possible. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis 2, 18. Maybe we'll read together. That might help us read faster and we'll get through it quick. Genesis 2, 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. Verse 24. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Can we read that at least together from 9 to 12? 1 to go. 2 are better than 1 because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he had not another to help him up. Again, I say, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. God bless that reading of his word. And finally, Proverbs 18:22. Can we read together as well? Hold on. We are going to read it first and then we'll read it. And if you are a man, you say, you put yourself where the man is. And if you are a lady, you put yourself where the lady is. Can we go now? Proverbs 18:22. Let's go. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtains favor of the Lord. Now let's go. If you are a man, you say, you call your name is whoso. And then if you are a woman, you call your name is wife. So can we go? Whoso findeth, Becky and Enche, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of God. Hallelujah! The Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus Christ. I am recalculating because I have taken out of my time to read the Bible passages. Praise God. So what we're going to do, just very quickly, we're going to look at the single people just briefly, and then we'll just talk a little bit with our married brothers and sisters. If you are a single person, from the passages that we read, you will understand just one point I'll be sharing with you, that your desire to be married is not out of place. It is very much in line with God's agenda for your life. Why do I say that? When God saw the man single in the Garden of Eden, it was God that said, it is not good that man should be alone. And so if you are single here today, there is something better than where you are. How many of you believe me? And I want to prophesy to you today. You shall get to that better existence in the name of Jesus. When you are married, like we read in the passage, it says that Ecclesiastes 4, what are the things? Let me just point them out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ecclesiastes 4, where we read from verse 9. Can you go back to it? Yeah? Things are better for you, for you will have a reward for your labor. Yes? The next place. And if you have an issue, there is somebody with you to lift you up. But when you are alone and you have an issue, you struggle through it alone. But when you are married, God helps you with your wife and sisters, with your husband, to be able to lift yourselves out of it. And again, I say, if two lie together, they can have heat. But when light alone, he is not warm. He can't be warm alone. And yes, if one prevail against him, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So, beloved brothers, it is a good desire for you to wish to be married as a single man. It is in order, it's in line with God's agenda for your life. And when you have this imperfect view, you are able to pray strategically. You are able to tell God, Father, I'm not asking to be married because my friend is married, or because I want to satisfy my lust, or because I want so and so and so. But I'm married because I see from your word that it is in your agenda and in your program. It means that it will make me a better person in serving you, because it will be like a two-edged sword as we go out on evangelism together, as we do the work of the Lord together, as we hold hands to pray for souls and so on and so forth together, and you are able to itemize your reason for wanting to be married. Now, let me drop this here before I move on to the single sisters. Beloved sir, you do not judge a book by its cover. Praise the Lord. Our emphasis, in as much as you shouldn't despise the container. You know, in the 70s and 80s, I remember that time when brothers and sisters wanted to marry. They say that it is the will of God. But although I don't like Hasha, what kind of will don't you like? God will never give you a will that you don't like. God will never work against your will. So in as much as it is the will of God, you have identified the will of God, she should be somebody that you like. Somebody that you can admire. Somebody that when you are walking on the road, come sir, come. Somebody that when you are walking on the road, he's not a woman. I'm not a man, but for our illustration's sake, this is the man. This is his wife, and they are walking on the road, and the man is here. Oh yeah, now they come. They come, they come, they come. Maybe they go now. Mama Chinedu, let's be. Number one reason for such behavior is he is not proud to identify with her. He doesn't want somebody to see him on the road with her and say, now your wife is this, Abina, your mother. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? Be sure that you marry who you will be happy to look at. Thank you. Hallelujah. But let me come down now. As much as the container is so wonderful and so beautiful, if it is an empty container, devoid of content, devoid of character, you don't buy job. You will see her buying the house. So you've got to come, you've got to come to a marriage of the two factors. As beautiful as the container is, ensure that she's a person of character. And you don't determine character just when you are sitting with her. You determine character by looking from a distance. You determine character by investigations. You determine character by, in medical practice, there's something we say, we call leading questions. You throw a question with an intention of the answer you want to get. But you throw the question like indirectly to be able to get out the kind of answer you expect to elicit. So you do indirect things to provoke a response to see what is inside the person. Because if you throw a piece of sponge into a bowl of oil, and you bring it out, and you squeeze it, what will come out? If you take another piece of sponge, and you throw it inside water, brothers, you all don't do. And you throw it inside water, you throw the sponge in water, and you squeeze it, what comes out? Water. What a person carries is what will come out under pressure. So don't be deceived. Ensure that you know who you are marrying and you'll be ready for who you want to marry. And be, by all means, any container can be made up to the standard you want it to. But content cannot easily be changed. A word is enough for the wise. Praise the Lord. Sisters, I understand, sisters, from that passage, the four passages we read, single sisters, I understand that you have been created to be an helpmeet. Every female, every woman is created to be an helpmeet. What is the first good news I have for you? It means that if God created you to be an helpmeet, it means that who you are created to be the helpmeet to exist. So I don't want you to be in despair. I don't want you to get discouraged. Our husband never come on. Hey, waiting go happen now. How far with this matter? Your husband exists. And I want you to be calm, be in prayers, and be in the continuous process of working on your character, your person, and who you are seen by the world to be. Like I said to the brothers, it's not all about the container. Even though they should look for a container they like. Sisters, the length of time many of us spend in front of the mirror. If we gave only 1 hour out of it in front of the mirror of the Word of God, in study, in looking through scriptures, in arranging and rearranging our character, and in becoming more and more in the image of God, things might have been very different by now. I want to encourage us to become people of the Spirit. Become people of the Word. Be prayerful. Put yourself in the place of loving God. If you don't love God from your heart and you are just in the church cycle, you can ask God, Lord, teach me to love you. Give me a heart of love for you. I love this song that choir just sang today. I'm in love with you, God. I love you because you first loved me. You will remain my all in all. The song moves me to tears all the time because it is a cry of my heart. You can't love God and God won't love you in return. And when you love God and God loves you in return, the image of God will reflect on you and it will put you in the right place, in the hands of the right man for you. It might sound theoretical, but it's very, very real. I want our sisters, let's begin to work more on our spirituality, on our life and our nature in the image of God. When this happens, God will make the right person to come in your direction. Your husband is not missing. Say amen. Amen. The person to marry you is not missing. Say amen. Amen. He's existing because God made you to be an helpmeet. If you are the Eve, your Adam is somewhere. Why? Because Adam came before Eve arrived. God didn't make Eve when Adam was not in existence. So help me congratulate yourself if you are a single sister in the house because your husband is on the way. There's an old song we used to sing in those days. My husband is coming, Satan. What? Hello? We have a lot of SU people here. Shout hallelujah! And so, let me just drop a word before I move away from us. Let me just drop a word. Let me say a few things to us sisters. Number one, don't be desperate. Don't marry out of desperation. Don't go after somebody else's husband. Don't break a home. Don't break a marriage and take a married woman away from her, from his wife. Don't marry somebody who you cannot respect. Somebody who you cannot submit to. There is no joke about it. Marriage, I'm going to give that equation at the end. But as a woman, your place, your role in the marriage is to be a submissive woman. If you can live in submission, you have no challenge in that home. Once the wisdom of God is at work in you, you are a submissive wife. God will bless that home and give you victory in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's number one. Number two. This might sound paradoxical, but it's real. Now, as a single lady, this is when you can be selfish in any decision and in everything concerning marriage. What do I mean? Now is when to determine whether you love that man, whether you like that man, whether you are ready to live the rest of your life with that man. Why? Because now you can think for yourself and choose for yourself. But the minute you get married, forget your decisions. Your number one priority is for your husband. That is after God, after God. Your number one responsibility is towards your husband. Yes. Okay, I know that in the aircraft they say if there's a sudden decrease in cabin pressure, airbags like this will fall down in front of you, put it on your nose, and help yourself first before you help somebody else. Before you marry, help yourself first before you help somebody else. Don't marry out of pity. Don't say, hey, this brother has been coming every day, let me just pity him and marry him. No. If you are not convinced, if you feel that you are not going to succeed as you should, give it a second thought. But to make it a parallel and to balance it, you cannot spend your life choosing and choosing and choosing. There is something called the prime of life for women. It is like the flower that has a flowering session. And after that flowering session, the bees and the butterflies will stop coming to the flower. So if you have the brothers all over you now, make your decision fast. Make your decision solid. Make your decision accurate with the help of God and the guidance of God. And I have good news for a sister here today. If you think or somebody has insulted you or said something contrary to you and said, look at you, you have passed the age of marriage, I'm here to announce to you that Jesus Christ has renewed your years and you are reestablishing your flowering age in the name of Jesus. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away and all things have become new. God is renewing somebody's youth today. God is renewing somebody's beauty today. And your husband is coming your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Just before I move from there, understand, brothers, that this is the same with you. And then one last thing that I want to say is the fact that, sister, nobody's brother is the same with that person. Don't say because this person is from this man's, is this man's brother, he will behave exactly like that man. That is a misnomer. Even identical twins are not the same. Their behavior is not the same. Their character is not the same. Make your choice for yourself and make your choice based on who you are relating with, and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you one thing. Sisters, it doesn't matter what a man doesn't have. It doesn't matter how much money he may not have now. If he has Jesus, he has a future. Number two, if he has a vision, he has a future. The men's shout is reducing, right? Number three, if he is hardworking, he has a future. Don't marry a lazy man. I'm sorry, oh, any brother who is not happy about that, I'm sorry, oh, you might not greet me again after today, oh. But it is just to push you to know that if you have known yourself as being lazy before now, it's time to wake up. Sisters, don't marry a lazy man. And finally, marry a man who is caring and loving and respectful and responsible. What did I say? Caring, loving, respectful, responsible. Analyze how he relates with his mother. If the mother talks to him and he hisses for her and says, I beg you, you'll be old school. I know that you don't know what's happening now. And has no regards for his mother. Hey, that might be a danger signal. But at the same time, if he doesn't listen to anybody else, he doesn't listen to anybody's counsel and advice, other than maybe only his mother, that might be also a little bit of a problem. Look for a balanced man. Men, if you are balanced towards this side, please balance well towards the other side so that the equilibrium is well balanced. I see God granting us victory in the name of Jesus. Can I talk to husbands and wives here tonight? Hallelujah. Do I start with the husbands or I start with the wife? Start with the husbands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The camera is showing one husband there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. What does it say? Whoso what? Findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Praise God. Any married man in the house tonight, I'd like to ask you a question. Is your life a little bit better than it was before you married? I'm sure. It might not be the bestest, especially during this, political terrain. But it's better, isn't it? At least the garri you used to soak has reduced. Except you wanted to eat moi moi with soaked garri, right? True or false? The amount of bread you chew in the middle of the evening, it has reduced, right? Those are just preliminary things. But truly, as it was God's intention, when you step into marriage, your life is expected to get better. Especially when you marry in accordance with the will of God. Especially when you have taken up the responsibility to be the husband of the home. Things are expected to be better. Sir, let me just drop a word here by letting you know that women are very easy to handle. Any woman in agreement with me? Women are as easy as babies. All that a woman needs is to have the assurance that, oh baby, I love you. A woman does not mind hearing it 10 times in one day. Why, camera, why are you showing daddy? He does a good job. Hallelujah. But you know, sometimes if I tell you I love you too much, won't it get to your head? And then it will lose its value. Sisters, does it lose its value? Is there any man in the house that is hearing the sister's reaction? I know that we average Africans feel that, well, you don't need to say it so much. But the truth is, women don't get tired of it. And the truth is, it doesn't lose its relevance. Alright? But then, so that you too, you don't begin to sound like a robot or a parrot or like you are on auto-reverse cassettes. You can vary the expression of love. You can say it in different ways. You can express it in different ways. You can say it by words. You can say it by action. You can say it by being in her company. You can say it by buying her gifts. You can say it by... Do you understand what I'm saying? What happened? I need an interpretation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, excuse me, sirs. Any husband in the house, the women have already finished preaching my message, oh. by their reaction to what I'm saying. Are we together, sisters? Praise the Lord. I understand that a man might not have everything he wants to have all the time. But if you can be open to your wife and let her know your status, and you don't hide things from her. Oh yes, there are some women that abuse their husband's confidentiality. The man tells her, this is my actual salary. Hey. Or maybe he did a job and they paid him, the contract sum has come and he has removed what he used to execute the project and everything. And he says, this is the profit we made on this contract. Maybe it was 100,000 naira. Hey. Tomorrow, madam will arrive with a shopping list of 120,000 naira only. That is, she expects you to bring the whole profit you made and look for another money and add to it so that she can spend all. Sisters, it's not like that. Hallelujah. Your husband should be able to trust you for you to be able to build your home together. To be able to put things in order together. There are things that if you know, as a woman, it will help you to make choices better. It will help you also to handle the home better. It will also help you to understand the frame of mind your husband is in per time. Beloved, well, I'm jumping to sisters now when I'm supposed to be talking to the men. But I think I need to jump because of my time. You see, sirs, women are not too difficult. A woman wants to be able to have the assurance. Oh, Jesus. The woman wants to be able to have the assurance that she has who she can rely on. She has who she can trust. She has who she can look up to. Women want to look up to a man. They want to a person who is the direction giver in the home. Your wife might be maybe a choleric natured person who likes to take charge of situations and take charge in events. But you as a man are the final decision point in the home. And let your wife understand that you take the decisions here. Oh yes, her advice are very welcome. And it's important from the passage we read in Ecclesiastes. Two are better because they have a good reward for their labor. So you work together in harmony to arrive at what you are arriving at. But the final decision is the man. Any sister together with me here? And finally, sisters, madams, you are created as an helpmeet. A helpmeet means that you are a support. You are a carer. You are not the provider, but what has been provided by your husband should be able to be multiplied in your hands. You should have the ability to take what is given to you and multiply it and make it adequate for the home to be sustained on. You should learn to live within your means and within the means of the family. You should learn to be the one that gathers the people that are associated with your husband and keep them together as a family. You didn't come into the home to scatter your husband's family. You didn't come to put him at loggerheads with his mother or with his sisters or with his brothers. You came so that you can be a uniting force. That is what an helpmeet is. An helpmeet is a succorer. An helpmeet is like the pillars that hold up a structure. How strong the pillars are determines how strong the structures are. Some women are caterpillars that erode into the foundation of a man's life. And some are pillars that hold up a man's life. Ensure that you are a pillar, a support in your husband's life and in his destiny. Let me tell you, madam, something. Any assignment your husband gives you is priority. Even if maybe you are a contractress and you have a contract and you have an appointment with the president of the country, he's about to award you a job of maybe 100 million US dollars, or maybe 10 billion Nigerian naira, or whatever. And that day is the day to sign the final agreement. And as your husband was going out, he gave you a shirt. He said, oh, my wife, the button, do you see this button? It fell off from my shirt. I would like you to please fix the button for me. He drops the shirt on the bed and he walks out. Madam, your billion contract is waiting, oh. There might be traffic on the way to Aso Villa, oh. And you looked at the time. You spent extra time rubbing the powder, so you know you're already behind schedule. But before you do anything else that day, pick the shirt, fix the button, and keep it down before you leave the house. His assignment is priority. Did you hear what I said? That's what...
Are we about to lose the money that is coming? What am I going to do? Call your husband. Let him know this appointment is on. I am fixing the button inside the vehicle on the way to the appointment.
Thank you, sir. I was going to get to that, sir. Praise the Lord. I was just about to tell you, ladies, about the issue of multitasking, about having the ability to do many things at the same time. And my famous illustration is about a woman who is able to be in the kitchen, and there are babies in the house. There is a newborn baby that is on Pampers, and you just finish removing the Pampers because the baby wee-weed. And there are two smaller children, and before you could say praise the Lord, as you are cooking your soup and you are cooking stew at the same time, and the rice was on fire at the same time. Sisters, how many of you know you can cook four things on the four burners at the same time? Have you ever tried to ask a man to attend to two pots at the same time? It's not that easy. And so, you know, you are cooking four things on the four burners at the same time, and then the doorbell begins to ring, and then your phone begins to ring. How many of you know that that's a very easy situation for a woman to handle? Yes. Quickly, Junior and Esther are fighting over a ball. The mother goes because of the shout. Don't worry, Junior. Leave it for her. She's your junior sister. Take this balloon in place of the ball. Get to the door. Opens the door. Please give me a minute. Speaks the phone. Hello, I'll call you back in 10 minutes time. And the food that was burning on the fire, she'll use one hand and drop it off. And then picks the baby, cleans the Pampers, cleans the floor, and then attends to the visitor. How many of you know that that is very easy for a woman to do? Women in the house, can you give yourself a clap of hand? And so, let me conclude today by saying that your role in your home cannot be delegated. You are the best prayer tower for your home. What did I say? Your role in your prayer for your home cannot be delegated. You are the best prayer tower for your home. One of your main assignments as a woman and as a wife is to uphold your home in the place of prayer, ensuring that your care for your children, your care for your husband are priority, and then ensuring that your love for God is put in place. I have advised many times, women, you might have to have an extra hour earlier than others, or an extra hour later than your household, so that you can sort out the issues of your personal spirituality. Because the strength you get at the throne of God is the strength that helps you to pass through your multiple assignments in the home, as a wife, as a mother, as an in-law, as an office worker or a businesswoman, or whatever assignment it is that you are committed to doing. And the same thing goes with the man. Your place of prayer is your place of strength. The place of the word is your place of strength. And single people, please do not relegate your assignment in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me say one more thing. Please, 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 don't ever compare your husband to another. Please don't compare your wife to another. God has made everybody different. Every individual is created different. Ensure that in whatever you do, that you are grateful in your heart for what God has in plan for you or what God has already done for you. And I see the Lord's help being available to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody give Jesus a big clap of hand, and please, you may rise up on your feet in the name of Jesus as we talk to God. I'd like to pray, talk to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are a few people who are single again. God has a place for you. And you can look up to God for resettlement. You can look up to God to reestablish you. And in the process of that, you will need to be more prayerful, more detailed than you might have been before. And my prayer for you today is that God will open up his doors for you and grant you his good pleasures in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And those of you that are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, on a day like this, we'll be praying for you, and we trust God that the Lord will grant you your children, grant you the desires of your heart. And if there is an embargo on your marital destiny, you are under the spell of spirit husband or spirit wife that is delaying your marital establishment, or you are under the spell of spirit children or some medical complications that has worked against your fruitfulness, today I announce to you that God shall grant you victory to step out of those situations in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God, and let's receive the senior pastor. Yeah, baba, 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 yeah, ba